episode 67.
Do I have poppy seeds in my teeth?
And what a way to start. Let me see. No, not that I can see, but that grin you're giving me.
It's the best way to show you my teeth.
Was it? Welcome to October.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm a great. I'm in a pretty good mood.
I mean, that down ticked pretty quick. I'm in a great, I'm pretty
it's
good.
Fine. I'm fine.
I'm doing it. I'm embracing the autumn spirit. I know it's still kind of hot, but we did get out yesterday and worked outside, and I raked a shit pile of leaves, and I even burned them.
I smelled like leaf burn. The ash pile.
Yeah. Did that for like 6 hours and then came inside, and I don't remember the afternoon. I just passed out.
Blacked
I was
out.
So tired. So tired. But you met the little babies. You met the new members of the family.
Oh my God, you guys. They're the sweetest. I could watch those chickens. Those chickens. I could watch those chicks. I guess they're chickens. I could watch them for hours.
They're so.
I said that 4 times today.
They're so aggressive. Like, they're just. They're all assholes, and I think it's hilarious. I love to watch them.
There was one. How many of them are there?
9 now. We did lose one. There were 10.
There was one that kind of separated himself from the pack, or herself. You don't really know yet.
Not yet,
right?
No.
And then just like bull ran and like threw themselves stage dive style on top of all the other ones for like no reason.
They just want to be in the middle of the pile.
I could watch chickens forever.
They're great.
And then there's one who is my absolute favorite.
Oh, Lil' Slim.
Lil' Slim. He's, first of all, I liked him because you got like a rainbow of colors.
Yeah.
There's silkies, if anybody's wondering. We're talking about chickens today. and I was like, did you get a black one? So she got a black one, and it's just the one,
just
right?
One.
And he's you said he was the runt.
Something's wrong.
I was like, oh, okay, so he's a little smaller.
No.
He's the size.
Half the size.
He's quarter sized.
Yeah. Like, its actual little body, if you feel under the fuzz and, like, tap its little body, it's like an inch by an inch.
He's a grain of sand.
I don't understand. He's so... And he's not, and all he does is eat. And it's not growing. And if anything happens to Slim, I'm going to be in the bed for days.
I will punch everything.
Everything.
On the planet.
Everything.
But, you know, what are we talking about today?
I just realized I'm wearing them. Ha! Huh.
Jesus, you need to take a picture of these. Are you talking about
my corgi?
Yes.
Costume leggings?
I walk in and I didn't see at first that there's corgis. I just saw some other Halloween themes. And they're the cutest little, you got them at fucking Walmart?
Okay, this is years in the making. So last year at Halloween, Walmart came out with these same leggings, but I could not find a single pair in my size. And I looked at multiple Walmarts and I happened by them today when I was getting our cheese and bread and I saw them and I was like, holy shit. And so they're here now and they're quite comfortable, but they are kind of fucked up looking little corgis.
If you get too close, it's
yeah, no,
frightening.
They're good from far off, but that's about it.
It's definitely some nightmare fuel.
Yes.
Real close up.
But that said, along with strange corgis are pumpkins.
Yes.
So I am talking in this first week of October about pumpkins.
And we came so close.
This might be the closest we've gotten to doing the same topic.
I was in the process of writing the word pumpkin down, like, for my notes. And then I was like, I think I'm going to do what I'm actually doing, which is rosemary.
Which is good. Like, rosemary, it's amazing that neither of us have done rosemary yet. Because it's like the jack of all trades, you know?
Well, it's a little bit of a red herring because you think, oh, it's so simple. But in its simplicity, it becomes kind of confusing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like typo blood.
Exactly. What are you going to do with that? Anything?
Oh, but before we begin.
Yes.
You have a package to open.
Oh, shit. I was going to wait to give you your present on air because you always give me presents on air.
I'm kind of shocked you didn't.
Well, here's the thing. It was a candle. If anybody saw my late night Target post on Facebook about wandering around in Target and they have these black
candles. Very beautiful candle.
Which is, like, I think kind of hard to make is, like, a good, like, deep, rich black color candle because sometimes they can turn very gray. And they had all of the astrological signs. And I saw Macy's and I was like, and Hunter is also an Aquarius.
Yeah, we're both Aquarius.
So I was like, this will be a little thing for both of them. And I thought it smelled really nice, but I like the old lady smells.
I love old lady smells.
Who is this from?
This is your Mala.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I'm hoping you talk
about it. I'll talk about it. So this is from Pazanka Blossom Malas. And she is so kind to us, first of all. She reached out and she makes these beautiful, I think that'll sound fine in the background. It's kind of exciting. Like
I'm doing this so carefully. I'm watching you. Over you.
So she, her business is Pazanka Blossom Malas, and she makes these absolutely gorgeous and stunning chakra malas. Which we'll put pictures up to kind of show what they look like. And so she reached out and very kindly asked if there was a chakra that me and Charlie would like to... Aren't her cards really cute? Yeah. I thought her was so cute. If there was a chakra that we each kind of wanted to work on or whatever, to have her send us a chakra mala. So I picked the heart and Charlie picked the crown. And you'll see, first of all, dude, her packaging is fucking gorgeous.
Well, the first thing I noticed are these business cards.
Aren't they cute?
First of all, sprung for that high quality.
Oh, yeah.
Thick boy stock.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I love a good business card. Yeah. And I know that's very, like, American Psycho of me, but I do love
it. No, I get it. Like, I left mine at work, so I'll send you a picture of it. I meant to get it here.
Which one? You got which one?
I got the heart.
You got heart.
Yeah, those are a nice little surprise.
Look, there's dried rose buds. Yeah. Boy. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, she packed some full.
Oh, I see what you mean. Look at this little...
like the chakra like, symbol.
Yeah.
And look, it's like her name is on the bag, like Pazanka Blossom, like on the front of the bag.
And there's a scroll in there with a little tiny, what is that, like a chamomile?
It's like a little flower.
Holy shit. We should be snapping some pics of that. Look at that. That's an Instagram. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, boy.
And it's a heavy boy. Like, mine is very dense.
Oh, I'm scattering roses. Oh my God.
Isn't that incredible? So
these feel like, I that might be stupid, but it feels really high quality.
No,
this
these
is
are
not an ad, you guys.
No, these are not beads. So
this is glass.
They're stones. So a lot of them are made out of, and it will probably say in your scroll, mine did.
Uh-huh.
So mine is made entirely out of stones and crystal beads. Mm. So these are really, really high quality. And she hand makes the tassel herself and everything at the bottom. Wow. So she was explaining, because I've never used a chakra mala before, you know, like I've not heard of one, I guess. And she was telling me about it. And basically, it kind of reminds me a little bit of a rosary.
Yeah.
So there's marker beads and there's different ones. And so you work your way through it in meditation regarding the chakra that you're working on. And they're just fucking gorgeous.
And this is actually quite timely because
in my most
recent therapy, I was talking to my lady about my lady. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to call her. My therapist sounds like I have too many issues.
Your counselor?
My counselor. She was telling me about, she suggested that I get like a rubbing stone.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard that these actually work really well.
Just kind of work your way.
To kind of sit there and do that.
I did it with mine. I just kind of ran it through my face. It's very soothing.
Yeah. And they're very cool to the touch. Yeah.
And it's heavy.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. I don't have my glasses on. Oh, cool. Look, she tells you how to cleanse it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wear it. Yeah, that's my thing. Can you wear them? Like,
I'm gonna wear mine as a necklace. I mean, it's just
whoa.
Oh yeah, there's matching bracelets.
Oh my gosh.
So
I sound like a child when I get excited. Oh boy. So this is 102 bead mala. This is for the crown chakra. It was 108 beads of grade A. Okay, so this crown chakra one is grade AAA howlite, moonstone, and Labradorite, and I can never quite say
I love Labradorite.
So it is effing beautiful, you guys. It is like almost marble. I mean, I guess if you can see the
I've been very excited to see yours.
It's colors of white and gray and kind of like smoke. And I I knew this was the one.
I knew it was the one when I sent it to you. I was like, she's got to pick the crown one. Like,
she so generously wrote us and said, "Hey, you guys, I want to do this thing, and y'all tell me which one you want." And we got to pick, and Mace was like, "You will not believe what's happening."
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I was like, "This is the nicest lady." But y'all, I really cannot recommend.
Where's yours?
I left it at work, and I'm really, I'll send you pic. We'll put pictures up of both of them. I meant to have it. It's gorgeous. It's green, and it's like a deep, earthy green, and it's just outstandingly beautiful. I love it. But I recommend her craftsmanship a lot. We'll tag her Instagram, but it's Pazanka Blossom Malas. And she makes all kinds. So that she has them for chakras, but she also makes them for like different reasons and things like that. But ridiculous craftsmanship. I mean, really. But I've been very excited for you to open it all week. It's just been sitting and I've just been waiting.
I saw this sitting over there and I was like, are we going to open something today? I am ridiculously impressed. Okay. I could sit here and talk about
it. I know. Yeah, I sat and just worked mine through my fingers forever. It's very soothing.
And I feel very reverent. Well, I love it so much. Thank you so much. And this was Tiffany?
Yes. Okay. From Pazanka Blossom Malas.
That's Pazanka Blossom. That's... Link will be in the description. Okay, I'm just going to put it on. We can move on.
There you go.
Oh, that's titties.
It looks great.
I love it. Okay. Wow. And then also, I guess... yet another before we go any further.
Ah.
We have a Patreon.
I was just letting you do it. You were carrying the whole thing.
I kind of zoned out. I'm sitting here kind of cleaning up the rosebuds.
Had a nice little Western end to it.
Had a little Porky Pig moment.
Patreon.
Today's episode goes out to Amanda H.
Amanda H.
Thank you, Amanda H. Michelle P.
Amanda H. We cannot.
My soul.
We cannot do that.
A man. It's raining, Amanda H. I'm almost there. Let me work it through.
I'm watching. I'm waiting.
Be a man.
Duh, H like a coursing river. Amanda H like a great typhoon.
Amanda H.
Oh, that's it.
There it is. I know that's a return of that song.
Yep.
It won't be the last
time. It will not be the last.
But thank you so much, Amanda H. You're sponsoring today's episode, which we're talking about pumpkins. And what am I talking about? Rosemary.
Rosemary. Speaking of, who goes first?
You do.
All right. I'll do it. I'm going to have a bite of bread, though. Hang on.
Amanda H., you must be slick like a dolphin river.
Slick. All right. So let's talk about pumpkins.
Let's do it.
This was a really fun topic because it's one of those, like, I don't want to use the word mundane, but like kind of like mundane items that we all use, you know, it's like you just put pumpkins out.
Yeah.
There's a lot to them. There's a lot of, there's a lot of power in pumpkins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm excited for
those goofy bastards.
I know. So for the people who don't know, I feel like this will be fun for the folks who are putting them on their porches and whatnot. You can kind of see them in a new way. Mm. And when you put them around your house, have a little bit of intention in them. Mm. So let's start, though. I have a legend for you.
I love a legend.
I do, too. And this one's particularly great. So everybody, I mean, it's about to be pumpkin season.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is the first week of August. Pumpkins are already out in stores. And, you know, that also means it's jack-o'-lantern time.
Oh, baby.
So.
Which, I'm sorry to interrupt yet again. I'm in a very jovial mood, so I'll try to keep it. But have you seen that pumpkin that somebody posted? And they were like, every year my graphic design team has a pumpkin carving contest. And these people come up with amazing shit. And she's like, here's the pumpkin that won this year. And it's a pumpkin this big with a happy face that's like this big in the middle of it. Have you seen that?
No,
it's fucking great.
That's okay, great. So the term jack-o'-lantern, you know, what's the deal with that? Well, stingy Jack is to blame.
Oh my God, we have a character.
We have a character. Yay. So Stingy Jack is an Irish myth.
Yes.
And it's about an 18th century just drunkard bastard cheat.
I love him.
And his interactions with the devil.
What's his name?
Stingy Jack.
Okay, I swore it was Stingy Jim and I was so excited.
So far. Nice little Jim-o-lantern.
So, shit! That's a thing. God damn it.
So, Stingy Jack and his slimy self ask the devil to go have a drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're, as you do.
As you do. And so, when the check comes, the other one each thought the other one was going to take care of it.
They're both just fucking sods.
Yeah. And so, Stingy Jack was like, what? You're the devil. You're not going to take care of it? And the devil was like, fuck no. I'm the devil. I'm not going to take care of it.
Think I'm the devil, I'm gonna pay your check.
Yeah. And so Jack had no money, and so Jack knowingly went to have drinks assuming somebody else would pay for it, and he had no money. And so he then is like, all right, Satan, how about this? Turn yourself into a sixpence, then we'll pay out and nobody loses, because then like when it's done you can turn back into, you know. Well,
quite ingenious,
sort of, except Jack just puts the coin in his pocket and makes him- And so Stingy Jack then takes the sixpence and puts it in his pocket by a silver cross, trapping the devil in his pocket. So Father Satan is living in a drunk bastard's pocket.
Who? Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I have questions. Why can't Father Satan turn himself back into his form?
Because he's by a silver cross.
Jim's pants off. Oh. Okay.
He's not Jim.
No, I'm sorry, Jack.
Jim's pants off. That's the punishment.
His weird too high khakis. Yeah. That's a punishment. Okay, so he's by a cross, so he can't, he's
yes.
stuck.
Yes.
But, okay.
So for whatever reason, Jack decides to free the devil. But he says, all right, listen to me, devil. I'll let you go. But you're going to have to leave me alone and not come for me. So the legend varies, and it says for 1 to 10 years. I would have said never, but he says 1 to 10 years.
Well, that's about a beer's worth, you know. I guess, you know.
And so the devil fucks off for 1 to 10 years.
He's the devil.
I know.
He could just come back.
Well, they made a deal.
Tomorrow.
He made a deal with the devil. And for the first time ever, the devil is good for
trick?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
And no, the devil in this myth is kind of a dumb fuck, to be honest. Like, so in 1 to 10 years, the devil comes back and he comes to get Jack, and Jack's like, all right, cool. Yeah, sure. But if I'm going to hell, I'm going to take an apple with me. So you're going to climb up that tree right there and you're going to get me an apple and I'm going to hit the road with it.
Mm.
So the devil,
bossy.
Yeah, the devil in his infinite wisdom climbs the tree to get this apple, and then Jack carves a cross on the tree and traps him in the tree.
I don't love how much that made me wheeze.
It's so, I mean, it's just like, dude, you're the devil.
Hey, wait, hold on. If you've ever tried to carve something in anything, that's a feat that takes some time.
Yeah, and I guess so, the devil just like had earbuds in and couldn't hear what was going on.
He's got AirPods.
Oh my God. So the devil's trapped in the tree and Jack is all smug about it.
Of course.
Yeah. And so then he's like, all right, well, I'll let you go, devil. But you're going to have to never come for my soul ever. Which is what he, I don't know. I have no clue. So the devil says, okay, and fucks off. All right. So eventually, naturally, Jack dies. I don't know how old. Probably not old.
Right.
Lived it hard, you know.
Yeah. This is probably like the next day.
Yeah, you know, soon. He's turned away from the gates of heaven. And so, you know, he dies and he goes up to the gates of heaven and they're like, no.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you literally are slime.
Just because the devil's not taking you doesn't mean we're going to.
Like. Yeah. And so then he like goes to hell and the devil's like, dude, we made a deal. I'm not taking you.
Oh.
And so he's trapped between two realms. And so he has nowhere to go. And the devil is like, look, here's what I'll do for you, man. I'll give you this piece of burning coal and you can use this piece of burning coal to light your way through purgatory.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the devil gives him this piece of coal in which Jack places it in a hollowed out turnip.
Oh.
So that's where that comes from.
We get
from.
Those extremely terrifying
Oh, they're
looking.
So we need to carve some this so, year.
Oh my God. Can we do derpy, terrifying?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So that's where that came from. So Jack places the coal into a hollowed out turnip and carries it to light his way through purgatory, which is where the tradition of Irish families carving turnips and hanging them around this time came from. It was to ward off Jack and also just mischievous spirits and things like that coming through at this time when the veil is thin.
Wait, so are they not also, like, in doing that, warding him off, they're kind of, like, inviting, like, lighting his way?
Well,
maybe it's like, I'll help light your way so that you just keep
just
walking.
Just go away.
And you don't,
maybe.
Like, wander into my house looking for beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
looking for beer.
Whatever. Y'all got any beer?
So Irish immigrants who came to North America realized that the pumpkin, which was native to the southern United States and Mexico area, is an easy carver, man. You can do all kinds of shit with a pumpkin.
Shit, this is better than a fucking turnip.
And so jack-o'-lanterns thus were kind of born. Mm. Pumpkins are proud members of the gourd family. Yes. And the name comes from the Greek word pepon, or large melon, or something round and large.
That's it. That's the one.
And pumpkins, they are squash and are often called winter squash. Mm. They originated in the southern United States and Mexico, with the first evidence of them being found as far back in Mexico as 7,000 years B.C.
Jeez.
So they've been around for a good long minute and people have used them for a long time. They are now grown in every continent except for Antarctica.
Shit.
They're everywhere. Yeah. And the classic jack-o'-lantern, typically, the variety is the Connecticut Field variety. Your good, plump, round, orange pumpkin.
Like edged.
Yeah. Kind of with ripple. Your good little grooves in there.
I was going to say your good edgy pumpkin. Okay.
Ribbed.
Mm.
They're 92% water.
What?
They're an excellent source of beta carotene, which is also where that orange color comes from, and vitamin A, as well as a little bit of vitamin C.
Did you just say orange? Get the fuck out
of here. I always say orange. Hunter and I had the same conversation the other night, because I was writing this down, and I said, do you say orange or orange? And he was like, orange.
I'm from the South.
What? Yeah, I say orange. I don't know why.
Was that naturally developed, or was that in part of trying
it
to
just happened.
Lose your accent?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which we've so done so great.
It doesn't make sense. My accent's hodgepodge.
It's coming back, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with it.
I've quit caring as much.
Yeah, but just still say orange.
Orange and apricot.
I don't actually care. I don't know why I had that reaction. Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Hmm.
I don't know what happened to me.
I was just kind of,
you know what I think it is, to be truthful? I don't really have a memory of it, but I know who I was. And I was a very pretentious dickhole high schooler. Mm. And I probably just started saying things that way because nobody else was. And I would almost guarantee you that's where it came from.
There's a couple of things that I feel like I've done that with. Caramel and caramel,
I interchange them a lot.
Completely,
it depends on the situation. So I like to say caramel, but if I know that it will make me sound pretentious in a situation, I will say caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah.
See, if I want to feel like fancy, I'll say caramel.
Yeah.
And if I'm like relaxed, it's caramel.
Caramel.
This has nothing.
I'm
to
that
do.
Way with
pumpkins.
Film. Also, and I still do it to this day. And I remember being in high school with like my art group of friends, and he was like, film, you know. And I will still to this day be like, oh no, great film. And I'm like,
instead of movie,
like a normal person.
Moving picture.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Picture show.
Yes.
So pumpkins were pretty important to people back in the day.
Hmm.
They were one of the, you know, the latter end of the harvest season items. They keep for a long time if they're not cut. They keep for about 90 days.
Really?
About 3 months, as long as they're not cut. Even longer.
I had a pumpkin in my car from when I was a baby.
And I feel like a year it'll stay in there. It's, you know, they last a really, really long time. And they also preserve and can well, you know, which really help people get through winter.
Mm-hmm.
Super nutritious and things like that. So it was a good thing to grow, not to mention it's resilient as hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason they grow on every continent except for Antarctica. Mm-hmm. It's because they just literally, I mean, you flick a seed in any given direction, yeah, and it will turn. It's like cantaloupes, yeah, and any of those things. They just grow.
If you've ever carved a pumpkin out in your yard,
you'll have a pumpkin vine, yeah, next year. Yeah. You know, they just do that.
You gotta pull it up.
But pumpkins have a lot of metaphysical properties going on. And really? I found this pleasantly surprising.
Okay.
And it makes them a special tool this kind of year. Something that can actually be used instead of just decoration. Mm. Which is a real cute thing for me to picture. And I have plans. I actually have a spell I'm going to use. It just kind of came to me. And I'll go through that. And I think it's a really cute, if I say so myself, it's a cute idea.
You're going to share a spell?
I'm going to share a spell.
Nice.
I was thinking about it. It just kind of popped in my head and I was like, that's cute. I'm going to do that. So
That's cute.
So pumpkins are all about prosperity. They are a major generator and symbol of prosperity. They foster it.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's the time that you're... Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, and you got to think about them. And the more that I was like reading this and it made sense, and I'll get to kind of a little bit of why they do in a minute. And you're like, oh, of course, you know. So you can place them around your home and door and windows, as we do already, mm-hmm, to bring prosperity into the home. They invite it in, you know. So if you have them on your doorstep, even your hearth, anything like that, they are just these little beacons of prosperity, and that's what they invite in, and that's what they foster. They have power on altars as well, so they're a really good symbol on your altar, maybe if you want to put that as your earth item, mm-hmm, at that time.
And your water, apparently.
Yeah, it's all water. And it can also, you know, it's a good, it can, not only prosperity, but protection as well. It's kind of a nice little stout protective entity. So they're full of seeds, as we know. They're full of those slimy, delicious seeds.
Yeah.
And more than enough, way more than enough to spread the next generation. And along with their ease of survival, it's just this wealth. It is a wealth of an item. And that's kind of where this prosperity and wealth and fertility and symbol of abundance comes from. It's because by all rights, that pumpkin could have an eighth of as many seeds and it's going to grow just as well.
Yeah.
But it's just chock full of promise, you know?
Really hedging its bets.
It is. Yeah. And so it's just, that's where that symbolism comes from. And the energy that comes from it, it's just like, yeah, I'm making it, man. I'm
going to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
I am a cockroach of the gourd community.
Exactly. And so that's where that energy comes from. Pumpkins, and I thought this was really interesting, and I found this on multiple places, they're really great amplifiers and clarifiers in divination. So when you're doing this season, and maybe it's your altar pumpkin, but when you do tarot or runes or even meditations, have that little pumpkin boy with you. Mm. And it's kind of a nice little presence to bring clarity and like a richness almost to your practice of divination.
Huh.
So with that said, I have my spell for you. It's kind of like a name that's a little bit like one of those like medieval pamphlets, but it's like pumpkin prosperity protection intention spell. So it's very literal and plain, but not 18 words long at least.
But hold on, but you could throw some words in there.
I could make it so many more commas.
Macy's Halloween timed
practical protection, intention, wealth, prosperity of the home and hearth spell
for
the modern practitioner of witchcraft or spirituality.
Yes!
And just, yeah.
Keep going.
I really missed the mark here. So, in a sense, so this is what got me thinking. I was reading all of this about pumpkins, and they really remind me a lot of honey jars. And I was just, all I could think of when I was reading, I was like, this is just like a little honey jar kind of. I mean, it's not as much as like, you know, honey jars are sweetener spells and things like that. But it's just like this little bundle of promise.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I kind of want to do a similar honey jar spell. So that's kind of where this inspiration came from. So, and this, of course, can be done a bunch of different ways. I am going to make this spell basically as my way to say goodbye to the warmth and make promises to myself to do better. And there's a reason for that, and I'll get to it. So here, let's begin. But I do want to say this can be customized to whatever reason, however the practice all stays the same. So on one or multiple pieces of paper, write down your intention for the pumpkin. What, you know, for me, it's going to be a positive attitude during the cold, getting outside and thriving in the wind, you know, things like that, that are not going to surprise anybody for me. But, you know, self-care in the winter months. Yeah. I mean, even if it's a lot of pieces of paper, like strips, write down what you want it, what you want this pumpkin to do for you. You know, these goals that you want to be met. You know, is it prosperity, protection, strength? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, determine this and write it down on your pieces of paper. Select multiple or one candle for your purpose. So I'm going to choose black for protection, mm-hmm. green for prosperity and wealth, mm-hmm. purple because winter is my time when I dust off my metaphysical tools and survive.
So you're going to wake up that
Yeah, I'm going to start intuition. Getting that yeah. going, and blue for peace because yeah. I'm miserable. And so here's what you need to do. You need to pick a pumpkin. You know, some pumpkins don't have a good divot in them where, like, the stem is, you know, so you need to pick a pumpkin that has the stem and then the ridges rise real high. So you have, like, a pool, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody can see the hand motions I'm giving you. But make it to where you can put candles around the edge and the wax will run into yeah. the pumpkin.
Like you punched a pumpkin real hard on its head.
On its head, right yeah, and so it's got a good divot.
Yeah.
So put your candles evenly spaced around the edge of the pumpkin and maybe angle them a little, because, like, you know, you can light the wax and then stick them.
Yeah.
So stick them and maybe angle them towards the inside. Put all of your scraps of paper in the divot. Yeah.
All right.
And so what you need to do, and you know those spell candles that last like 10 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, the good, that's mm-hmm. what I would use. And they have all the different colors. And, you know, you can look it up online if you don't already know. There's all the different, you can find lists of the different color meanings and things like that with candles. You've done it with mm-hmm. the candle magic episode. So light your candles and place your strips of paper in the divot. And all the while, put your hands on your pumpkin and just shove every bit of intention that you put onto those paper into that pumpkin, mm-hmm. all the while the candles are burning. And if they are those like 10-minute candles or yeah. shit, you can get, if you are dedicated and want to get tapers and chill with that pumpkin for an hour.
Pillar candles.
Yeah.
7 days.
Hold it the whole time that the candles are burning and just really make the magic happen.
Yeah.
You know, fill that little pumpkin with all of your energy and everything like that. And you think on the candle colors, mm-hmm. think on what you wrote, think on everything like that. And then let the wax seal your paper.
Okay.
Into the dip. Yeah. So pumpkins, as we know, will last inside for a very long time. And so I'm going to put mine in here with me on my altar until winter's over.
Yeah.
And it's going to be my little strength beacon. And if I need to come in and put my hands on it on a shitty day, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. And then when spring rolls around, I'm going to put it in our compost pile.
Yeah.
And it will then live
naturally
on. Yeah. I'll take the wax out, of course. But yeah. like, yeah. And so that's a spell I was thinking. And, you know, and a way that you could use this is a nearsighted goal spell. So if this pumpkin is going to last about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So for me, my goal is to fight through winter. Mm-hmm. But if you have a goal that in 3 months, this is kind of where the honey jar thing comes in. And you're determined to have found a new job in 3 months, light that fucker around with 18 green candles and just yeah. write your intention and do it that way and keep it inside with you to where you can see it and interact with it all the time and just have this little bundle of prosperity. Yeah. And so it's my little pumpkin spell.
I love it.
I'm very excited about it. I'm probably going to pick one up. I'm going to wait until towards the end of October. Mm. So then my pumpkin will still be good by February
and
whatnot.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we get 90 days of a pumpkin
yeah.
or so, that's about winter here.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And yeah. so I was like, that's what I'll do. But if you have like a goal that you think you could actually manifest in about 3 months, mm-hmm. so say for instance, you have a business and you're almost off the ground with it and you just got the last push, mm-hmm. do your pumpkin. Maybe draw some fucking Yira and runes on it. Do whatever you need to do. But have that moment while the candles are burning and sealing your words into yeah. existence. Meditate with it. And then you have your little special pumpkin honey jar type thing. And
I love it, dude.
So I'm excited
about it.
It's
like you're infusing what you want. And it's like you're infusing your goals through the pumpkin into the little seeds almost.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're like, oh, these seeds are going to sit there. They're going to soak up my intent. And they're going to fucking grow. I like
that. You know, all I can picture though, and the whole time I was writing the spell and the whole time I was reading about pumpkins is the basketball in Space Jam. That they all put their hands
in. I literally was thinking that when you were talking.
It's what I picture. So when
that light kind of glow.
Yeah. So when your thing is burning and it is waxing, it's sealing your words. Honestly, picture it like
yes.
that. This glowing orb of energy and promise and goals. And while your once your candles are burned out and sealed and you have your wax sealed letters, put it up somewhere important.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe put it on your hearth or anywhere like that and let it hang out with you, and it will serve its purpose for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then recycle it in a good way.
That is so very cool.
I'm excited about it.
And I love the whole bit about how still today we put pumpkins like by doors. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody go by, you know, everybody's got them by their front. I don't mean everybody does it, but I mean, everybody who does get a pumpkin, mm-hmm. they kind of instinctually put them around the windows and the doors.
Exactly.
So I'm like, that must be one of those things that's like been passed down. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure why, but like we knew that our parents would put theirs by the door, and so did theirs.
Yeah.
And so that's a very cool thing that holds
a little meaning.
Yeah.
Well, and I like this too, because it's kind of an incognito spell.
Yeah.
So a lot of people burn candles on pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, say you do this spell and say you have relatives or whatever that are not mm-hmm. practitioners, you could still have this bad boy out and be like, oh yeah, I just burned a candle on it. You know,
like,
and
isn't it spooky? It's Halloween, spooky season.
Yeah. You can kind of have this little, it's your secret, you know, and you can have it sitting openly in your house, mm-hmm. and it's your little honey jar pumpkin spell.
Yeah.
But everybody else just sees decor.
Yeah. There's some wax on that pumpkin.
So if y'all think that's worth a damn, send me pictures.
Worth a damn.
Worth a damn. I'm always like a little, when it's like my own spell, I'm always like, this might be lame.
No! But I always read back on spells that I was flipping through my very first little grimoire that I had the other day, and I came across like the first spell that I wrote, and I read it, and I didn't even finish writing words.
Yep.
And I must have thought, like, I'll come back. And I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, the incantation I wrote myself was, like, 50 pages long. And it was like, repeat this. So, no, I love, it's so much better when you do it yourself, I think, you know?
Yeah. And you can do whatever you want with it. You can, if you want to make a mantra or an incantation while your candles are burning. I very rarely speak spells.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely. Yeah. I usually am thinking about it and channeling my energy, and I feel it through my hands and my chest, and I breathe a lot. That's mm-hmm. like one of my big ways of like doing spell work, is I breathe in a really weird way, and I don't know I do it until like the other day I cleansed the house and it was great. Nobody was home. So I got naked and I tested. So my cedar bundle, I was like, I got to test these, you know, I burned a whole bundle and naked danced through my whole house.
Was it good?
It was so good. And cleansed every square inch. And I mean like dramatic Jimmy Pesto dancing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was so, I was dripping with sweat when it was over.
You breathing just like.
It was amazing. Like, yeah, his weird like.
His
weird. It was, but I realized in like the middle of it, I do this weird like breathing pattern.
Is it Jimmy Pesto?
So whatever you need to do, however you want to do it, whatever color candles you want, it's a very versatile spell, but have your little pumpkin time capsule to kick ass for you for 3 months.
Macy's pumpkin time. That's what, add pumpkin time to that list.
Okay.
Whatever we made.
That's a good idea. I'll, I need to post this with a title as long as the spell.
Yes. One of those old school. Add like a doctorate degree in there for no reason.
Photoshop it on like an old scroll or something. Like,
this is huge. It's like when SpongeBob writes the really fancy. Oh man.
All right. So tell me about Rosemary.
I'm going to do that.
Let me have water.
No. Oh.
It's a jug.
Bang it down.
Get it out. Get it out.
They creep me out.
Why?
Every song.
Isn't that Minute Work? Who does that song? Oh, it might not be Minute Work.
I forget. But in every song they do, there's a part where the lead singer.
I don't think it's Minute Work.
I think Minute Work is like disco.
They did like, I think Minute Work did the Land Down Under, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. A good mariachi trumpet from the Land Down Under.
You know what I was going. Dude, I can't do it. I hear it perfectly in my head. Fuck. All right, listen to me. I'm going to tell you about Rosemary. Rosemary, Latin name. Hold, please, while I get my shit together.
I see you assuming the position of stress.
This is my power position. Rosemarinus Ficinalis. Take two. Rose Marinius officinalis. Did I sound confident in either of those?
I think they're fine. All I could hear was marinade.
Official name is Rosemary Marinade.
Yes.
Translated, that roughly means dew of the sea.
That's lovely.
I know.
I don't quite get it.
Well, it's because it traditionally would thrive by the sea.
Oh, like dry coastal areas or something?
Uh-huh. It was kind of originated and mostly around the Mediterranean.
I could see that, yeah. That kind of rocky kind of,
It's very sunny. It loves a really sunny environment, and it can thrive in a lot of conditions. So the sea water didn't bother it.
Rosemary's a badass.
Yeah, it can really get through some shit.
Like, mine's been growing literally, I mean, like a weed, but like, it doesn't want much water. Yeah. It just wants a lot of sun, and it's just exploding.
And it just, you know, trim it.
Yeah.
To as at your leisure and hang it up. So it's a Latin name that I tried earlier, means dew of the sea as it thrives by the seas. The magical name is elf leaf, which I never knew before. I never heard that.
Will it cure your elf shot?
That's all I could think about was elf shot. And why are these names obsessed with fucking elves? And it was called elf leaf because it was used around homes to keep away. It was thought to keep away thieves and evil. And I guess elves.
Elves are thieving evil bastards.
They will shoot you with tiny little microscopic arrows.
Invisible ones, even.
For so long until you die.
Just for kicks.
Just because it's fun. Let's see. It's the element that it is tied to is water. And it is associated with the sun, which makes sense because it needs a lot of sun and it thrives by the sea. Mm-hmm. Deities are Aphrodite, Persephone, and Venus.
Aphrodite.
Did you hear that song when it came on when we were driving to Seguin?
No, because I would have lost. I might have been asleep.
I was waiting for you. It might have been on the trip back up when we were just like.
I was an absolute wreck and shell of a human being. It took me about 2 days to get over what happened there.
Yeah, now that we've had some time to digest that.
I kind of want to revisit it.
Yeah.
Because the severity of what happened the morning, the final morning, I feel like, after we chatted, and then the whole tonic thing, that really fucked me up.
And I must have blacked some of that out.
Yeah.
I forgot about the doorknob incident.
Yeah. No, that fucked me up. So what we might should do.
Yeah.
Whenever we have time, since we got a while before that comes out.
We should have another.
I think we should record another thing.
Yeah. Be like, now that we've had time to think about it. I think that maybe we should also review a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then have a recording session so we could say, hey, look, we think this.
I'm ready, though, to be done with that and to be done editing in that episode because I've not even wanted to open it up and look at it.
The video I'm very scared of because I know we're going to see something in that window.
Yeah.
So there's that. Were we recording when we heard the...
It was right after we finished. I don't like to... Fuck that place, first of all. Lovely stay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you're into it, go. Absolutely.
But I'm done for a while.
But, and it's a place I would like to probably go back to at some point. But maybe like 10 years from now?
Yeah, I don't want to go back there for a good long while. I would maybe be cool to go back there for the tour.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, but
like
I don't want to stay there again.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, it was Aphrodite
that
started all of that.
Tal Buckman.
I don't know why every time you say that it cracks me up.
Because nobody knows his name.
Tal Buckman. All right, so it's associated with Aphrodite, Persephone, and Venus. So it's tied into a lot of these like lovey, romancy kind of goddesses. It's associated also with the Magician and the Devil card.
Cool.
Tarot. And I have some history about
Rosemary. I want it. Lay it on me.
So the first mention of rosemary is actually found on stone tablets as early as 5000 BC. After that, it kind of dips out of history for a little while until the Egyptians used it in their burial rituals. This is from Wikipedia, by the way.
Love it.
After the Egyptians use it for their burial rituals, there is then another lapse in time where it dips out once more and doesn't appear until the Greeks and the Romans. There was a famous Greek botanist who wrote in his book De Materia Medica, excuse me for that, one of the most influential herbal books in history, wrote extensively about rosemary. Rosemary finally arrived in the Americas with the early European settlers at the beginning of the 17th century. So it's not something that's native over here, which was surprising. I thought it was just... But it just grew.
It's just one of those things you just expect.
It's just everywhere. Yeah. And a lot of, I read a lot that it grows wonderfully on the West Coast, places like Oregon and places, some places.
Seems to like a good rocky coast. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
because it mimics that kind of Mediterranean vibe over there. Rosemary is actually a member of the mint family.
Everything is a member of the mint family.
I was going to say, as we're learning.
Literally everything is in the mint family.
And it's deer resistant and drought tolerant. That's why we do love it and see it a lot here in this area, especially as you go further south. Mm-hmm. We had a real problem with deers down in the hill country.
Deers. Them dang old deers stomping around.
You can't be from where we're from and not say deers like that. What do you say? Deers.
You say deer because it's there's no S on a plural deer.
I don't know. You say fucking orange. So
that's okay
now. Oh my god.
Deers. Look at all them mooses.
This is three for three that you are mocking something that I've said with my mouth.
I'm feeling cheeky today.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Said with my mouth.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's very easy to grow, making it a good replacement for sage in your smoke cleansing ceremonies.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
It holds a lot of the same properties. And as we'll get into, if I was going to like sit here and list all the properties that rosemary held, We'll be here all day. Much like crystal quartz.
It's the crystal quartz of plants.
It's the crystal quartz. As well as, I had another example. Oh, as well as like your white candle. It can take the place of just about anything in spells, which I thought that's all it did. I thought it was a wild card.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit. It does have properties.
It has its own identity.
It does. You know, believe it or not. And it does hold properties very similar to sage as far as purification. It's great at purification. So if you are looking for something to replace your sage with, I would suggest picking up a rosemary bush and making your own little bundles and doing it that way. I fear as soon as I said that somebody's going to let us know that rosemary is like horrible. This is a bad idea for some reason.
I mean, that's every episode for us. So
I'm just reporting what I've read. So if you've never seen rosemary before, I can't imagine why. But if you've never seen rosemary before, it's a bushy guy.
Yeah.
Can get quite large.
Oh, yeah. It can get huge.
It really, really shoots off its little arms. It's got very straight, slender little arms with the rosemary, like, greenery kind of sprouting off of it.
Mom has one about the size of a sedan.
Yeah.
It's huge. I'm ready for mine to get that big.
I think it just got too big and it just...
Yeah.
Because it was in a very small area.
Yeah.
But in the springtime and in early summer, it does blossom with very pretty, like, purpley kind of flowers. Mm-hmm. And... that always confused me a lot because I wasn't aware for the longest time what, like, it could bloom and be purple like that. Mm. So I thought something was wrong when I had mine. I don't know why. I was just, why is it doing that?
It blooms when it's dying.
Clark is like, well, it's blooming. I'm like, is it still safe to eat? Jeez. And the bees adore these little purple flowers. Mm. So don't be surprised when it's in bloom if you get a little extra bees, which is a good thing. So not only is rosemary delicious, and it's full of culinary goodness, it's kind of a kitchen witch's dream.
Yeah, so versatile.
Because of its versatility, it can be mixed with almost anything, even desserts. I saw somebody...
Oh, I love rosemary in dessert.
It's good in... I've had it in, like, chocolate things before, which is, like, this kind of savory, salty chocolate thing, which is so good. But I saw somebody mention lemon desserts. I think it was a lemon cookie, like a Meyer lemon cookie with rosemary, and that looked banging. That I'll have to great. Find that. But yeah, it's so versatile in areas of cooking, but it's the same in magic. And many attest that when used in a kitchen witch sense, it promotes harmony in the home and is excellent in protection. You can use it in teas for healing.
I love rosemary tea.
It can be pretty strong, pretty fast.
Oh yeah, you gotta baby it.
Be sparing with it. Whereas I can make a tea with a peppermint, like a whole tea bag of peppermint.
Straight. Yeah, straight. No big deal.
And it's delicious. Rosemary can get a touch intense. So watch yourself. Rosemary's been tied with memory for a very long time. Hmm. Not only is it suggested, and I'll touch more on this later, to use during efforts of schooling and learning, but it's long, long, long been used to remember the dead. So it's great in ancestor work and contacting spirit and that kind of thing. And it might just be in an ancestor oil that may or may not be available at the pagan pop-up. So find your way out there.
More on that later.
Dinah
needs to quit huffing right this instant. She's not even barking. She's just...
Rosemary is a nervous system stimulant, so it can be used to treat headaches. It also increases circulation. So sometimes people use a rosemary oil around their temple area, around that area for
I feel like that'd be good if you have a migraine or something. Yeah,
it's very soothing, but it also does help to improve that blood flow into the area, which sometimes lack of blood flow can cause that headache kind of feeling. And it stimulates that nervous system. For the same reason, you don't want to really ingest an undiluted essential oil, rosemary essential oil. I have read that you can dilute it in foods and whatever and then ingest it. I'm going to advise against it officially. That's my position.
If you want to do it in foods, pick some and cook it in olive oil.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't feel like there's that much more of a reason to ingest it internally than you could just go out and pick a sprig and chew on
it. Yeah, it won't be as severely concentrated that way.
You can sprinkle it around your home, maybe dry some out or do it fresh. You know, it might stain your shit because it does have an intense kind of green oil.
Yeah, and it's kind of tacky, you know?
Yeah, it's a little resiny.
Sticky.
Especially in places like your altar and around your besom and things, because it's great at cleansing and protecting. So again, those sage qualities really coming through in rosemary. Use it in baths to purify yourselves. Use it in baths to purify
your multiple
yourself.
Personalities.
Yourself and your astral self. Purify them both.
Well, hey.
But it's a wonderful, it really releases oil quite easily.
Yeah.
It's not one of these herbs that we have to
distill. Yeah.
You put it in some hot water and you'll start to see that oil seeping out, which is beautiful and magical and it smells fucking dope.
Oh, yeah.
And to take a rosemary bath just to smell like some rosemary bread for 3 days is a dream come true.
I'm ready for mine to get a little bigger. I was able to harvest a little from it last night. I made a homemade spaghetti sauce. I'm growing basil and I picked my basil and my rosemary just processed tomatoes and onions and garlic and made a sauce. But I couldn't pick that much because it's not, it's about this tall now.
It's still where you're scared you're going to accidentally take too
much. I'm letting it do its thing. Yeah. But I took some and it was, my hands smelled rosemary. I love it. And very exciting.
When we still had one by the door, and we're going to have to get another one come summer. But when we still had one, every time I'd walk in, I'd grab a sprig and kind of pull it and you just get that smell. So rosemary is also a popular choice for sun rituals.
That makes sense.
You know, whether you're thanking the sun like we are in Ludensaw times, or in the winter if you want to kind of bring a sunny aspect to food. And if you think about rosemary's use in food, it is often tied to these kind of sunny, zesty dishes. So it can kind of, in a sauce or something, you know. I love a good zesty red sauce.
Oh, dude.
Which I'm going to be thinking, since you talked about it, I'm going to be thinking about it all day. since it is tied to the sun and seemingly to all of these love deities, a nice thing I saw online was people like to make hair wreaths for their weddings or hand fastings or joinings of whatever kind, but to put it, because it's very easily malleable.
You can manipulate it, yeah.
It's not going to dry out and crust in a couple of hours.
I might put it in mine.
Yeah. And it's pretty. It just has that kind of ethereal look to it, and it smells good, and it has all these properties associated with love. So it's kind of a good all-around symbol to use. So that was the shrub's uses. Here's some of the oils, which, again, I've bolded and italicized the fact that my official stance is to not ingest this into your body.
I get it. I feel it.
If you use it on your skin, please do a test patch. Refer to our disclaimer. And then I wrote, just because you can eat rosemary, taking the undiluted oil can cause vomiting, uterine bleeding, kidney infection, and weirdly last, because it's the least impactful, allergic reactions.
Yeah, I feel like they should flip that.
Like death at the end or something. You can use it to, if you're kind of like, what's the point? You can use it to diffuse it. You can use it to anoint or consecrate things.
Yeah.
You can add it to items and spells.
Yeah. Or put it with a carrier. If you like want to put it on your skin, you know, mix it with some grapeseed oil or something like that.
And see how it go on a really, I always like to do a really tender spot of like
the and see how it handles there.
Yeah, and if it does fine there, it'll do fine on your palms or something, I'm sure. Disclaimer. It's also beneficial in cleansing, so you can add it to floor washes and sprays and
I put it
like
in
that.
My floor wash. I don't know if I said that. I said marjoram. I don't remember if I said that. I do put rosemary in mine.
Yeah. Well, rosemary is a component of Four Thieves, is it not? I saw here, and it could have been full of shit, but I saw somebody's blog that was like, rosemary was one of the items that the Four Thieves used. And
yeah,
I assumed
it is.
It was like those.
It's in there.
Cha-cha. So, all right. Another reason it's good for cleansing is not only that smell and the metaphysical properties, and it's just like, oh, here's what you can do because it's an oil. It also actually holds properties that are astringent in nature. Mm. It's a very astringent little boy. These astringent properties also...
Little boy.
I feel strange. These astringent properties are also what keeps the bugs away. Notoriously, planting a rosemary bush... especially around your door, which has metaphysical properties, but was traditional to keep bugs, especially mosquitoes, away. And many people say to burn a bundle of it on a bonfire, if you're having bonfires. Kind of like a cedar chip.
Yeah.
I would maybe like wet it even a little bit. So
yeah, get those oils really
going and throw it on. And it helps keep the bugs away. When we're talking about places that had bonfires that they would trot the cows through, when that kind of Venn diagrams into these areas that had rosemary available to them, that's what they would use
that
as
makes
well.
Sense.
So, rosemary, and this was surprising, I did not know this, but apparently rosemary holds the same calming effect as lavender.
You know, I could see that. They're very similar to me. Lavender and rosemary are so similar.
And even the
feel.
The buds that
come out. Yeah,
yeah. You know, and I have asked thought, in addition to being scared my plant was dying, I have asked thought, like, is this, did some lavender get mixed up in there? Because they're both that kind of, almost pineapple kind of look to it.
They sprig up. I had a hummingbird.
Shit.
Take, no, not this time, unfortunately. But it was... eating out of my little lavender buds, and I would just watch it out of my window, and it was just chowing down on my lavender, and I was so happy about it.
Like, yes, get you some lavender.
You enjoy it. And then it went over, and my gardenias are blooming again.
Hmm.
I don't know what that's about, but I smelled like gardenia, because you know how that smell just carries, and I was on the porch, and I was like, what? And I looked around, and it's full blooming again, so I don't know what the deal is.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but they've been chowing down on that, too. They're fun to watch.
I
don't know why.
I know sometimes some vegetables will have double blooms, like they'll bloom early spring, but they'll also bloom in the fall.
Yeah. Maybe it's normal for gardenia to bloom twice. I have no idea, but it surprised me. It probably is normal. I just have no fucking idea.
It's not some weird GMO ass. Okay, so it does have the same calming effects as lavender, and with that carries the cortisol-lowering ability.
You always want to lower those cortisol levels.
You always need them as low as you can get.
Fuck cortisol.
Really get those numbers low. So here's some general properties. And again, rosemary can be a stand-in for just about anything, but here's some properties that it really shines at. It's loaded with antioxidants, so it's great for the immune system. A lot of people add rosemary to oils for lymph massage and lymph drainage. And this is something I didn't connect until I saw it. But being a massage therapist, I've seen 4,000 varieties of lymph massage oil. And that's a very common thread. It's very common for there to be rosemary. And I was just like, oh, because it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it can really help to increase, again, that blood flow and help to clean that lymph out. It improves clarity of the mind, as well as memory, as we talked about before. Lots and lots of people suggest using this when you read. You can diffuse it, or you can have a spray with you.
That makes sense, yeah.
Because...
that also sounds nice.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like such a treat.
Yeah, it does.
You know, get some hot tea, get you a sprig of, like, rosemary.
I'm thinking that I'm in, like, book 2 of the second Kushiel trilogy right now, and it's, like, also super indulgent and great. And I'm like, dude, that's what I need to do. I need to do that today.
Get you some, yeah. Really, go ham. Go for it. But it's, and especially for people who are studying or need to recall things later. Mm. And this works twofold. A, there's actual science here. We remember things better in the state that we performed them in. Mm. I had my psychology professor one time said, if you lost your keys when you were drunk, one of the best things you can do is have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Because we're going to remember things better in the state that they were performed. So if you read your textbook or you read whatever kind of source material you have and then go in to take your exams and you have some lavender with you, it might be weird.
Kind of jog your memory a little bit.
It can help put you back in that same place and you're actually physically going to remember these things better. So it could be any scent, really. It could be any perfume that you wear. Just make that connection of your of scents. But it's best when it's rosemary because rosemary has that property of retaining and recall.
Memory.
Of memory. Lots of people also like to use it for memory protection, I guess, to kind of future-proof that memory a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, of course, there are certain things that we can't stop. But barring medical conditions that are hereditary or they're going to happen anyway, as we do get older, our memory does get
worse. Yeah, they do weaken. Yeah.
And that's why things like keeping us mentally stimulated. I always think of Sudoku puzzles for some reason.
But
when people are like, stimulate your mind.
Yeah.
Rosemary has a very similar effect within our brains, releasing that chemical. So that's very cool. It's also great for, here we go, removing jinxes and the evil eye.
Okay.
And
I love it. Exorcisms.
And it's especially potent in works of love and lust.
Lust. Oh, it's a little horny.
It's a little horny. I'm so glad I got a little horny. Take it out.
Nope.
I have some quotes here about rosemary. I've got, place under your pillow to aid in restful sleep. That's not really a quote so much as it is a tip because I realized I didn't have any.
A thing to do. Advice.
carrying rosemary keeps youthful vitality. Plant rosemary by your garden for luck.
Okay.
Apparently, that's a quote from...
By your garden, not in it. It can't be in it.
It's not in it, by the gate, on
it's
the
outside.
It's
not welcome.
Let it sit there and be sad. A wild rosemary bush means a strong woman lives here.
Yeah. You've shared that one.
That's a quote before. That I believe comes down from our Miss Anita Grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then here's an actual quote. Excuse me for my misuse, but there's rosemary. That's for remembrance. Pray, you love, remember. That was Hamlet. Shakespeare's Hamlet.
Okay.
Cusco's poison. So that's rosemary. I got a little lost in the end there.
It's
I kinda
okay.
went off on my rabbit trail, but
it's fine.
It's rosemary.
It's good.
What are we at? Oh shit. Okay.
We have a review.
Riv.
And like a Brian Griffin bark.
It was supposed to be motorcycle, like revving. potato.
It is titled Witch. Yes.
Oh.
This was sent in by Is This Taken? 1204.
I saw that earlier, but I just remembered it.
I really like that too, because I've been there when you're like trying to make a username and it's like already taken. You're just like, God damn it!
Fucking username 123.
And it says, I love this podcast so much. I've been binge listening to them.
I've been.
And I'm currently 45 episodes deep.
Oh, that's deep.
Deep. Charlie and Macy discuss a whole range of interesting witchy topics with wit and savvy.
Oh.
Leaving me feeling uplifted and inspired.
Oh.
Okay, I just almost freaked out because I thought the review said light your gym o-lantern. And I was like...
We just stole it.
What?
We went forward in time and stole it.
Oh.
That was a note to myself because I wanted to circle back to lighting your gym o-lantern.
We gotta do that.
So, yeah, thank you. I'm glad that we can leave someone feeling inspired.
Yeah, that's... Surprising. I'm happy about
it. You can walk away inspired. So, October is here. It's spooky month.
Yeah.
And
you know what else is important? By the time we record this next episode, my eyes will have seen the new season of Big Mouth. And I'm ready.
Yeah. I don't even think I've seen the trailer. No. We watched the trailer, didn't we?
No.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
I'm ready for
it. We watched it last night. We were watching some last night.
Oh, the trailer?
Yeah. Or not the trailer, just watching some episodes last night, which we haven't done in
a while. Oh my God, I'm so ready. It's my favorite.
Actually, we were watching the episode, the Hardworking Family Man episode.
I would kill a man. A hardworking family man.
Said so plainly. Okay, so let's see. You know what else is important, though?
What?
By the time this comes out, we'll only have one episode left.
I don't like to think about it. Before our live show?
Yes.
I'm aware.
But if you...
There's so much to do.
But I know I'm about to head out to Mom's and we're going to like make candles until Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you do want to jump on the Pagan Pop-Up 2 train, it is going to be very soon.
Very
soon. October 13th. And if y'all did not hear us, we'll say it again louder for those in the back. We have a booth.
A booth.
In addition to our live recording that we're going to have, we will have hand-curated items such as...
We are going to have meditation incense.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. Which I gave them a name. I think I'm going to call them Astral Autumn.
Oh, nice.
Because they are a very fall scent. Mm. But they're all about the astral world. Mm. So there's going to be those. There's going to be the Don't Worry, Pee Happy Tea.
Hell yeah.
Ready for you. As well as just wild.
Just brewed up.
Just there. Just ready. In a thermos.
Just for us. Just a chug.
And wild harvested sustainable cedar bundles.
Right here from Healer's Hollow.
Right here from Healer's Hollow. I burned one the other day and it burned all the way and it smoked a lot and it did its job.
All the way.
All the way. Everything you could ever want in a bundle.
Yes.
So those will be there. What are you bringing?
I'm going to bring to the actual table some dressed candles. Mm. For the winter witch with smells. Notice how much I do this. With notes of apple pie.
Oh.
Coffee.
Mm.
Fire.
Wow.
I really wanted to curate that kind of having a fire on a really cool night and some apple pie in the background.
I love it. I'm down.
And each one will be topped lovingly, lightly kissed with its own little amethyst crystal. And there's going to be a soap that goes with it as well. And that is the I Put a Smell on You soap.
Thank
you. Thank you, Clark, for that. As well as, and I'm really, really excited and proud of this one, the divination oil that can be used to consecrate your items and anoint whatever you want. And it's also going to be, well, I don't want to say it's skin safe because I don't want to say that. But you can use it to anoint all kinds of things, but it is curated, made specifically with the intent of reaching over into that, grabbing right through the veil and taking your ancestors by the hand and saying, talk to me.
Yeah. Use that paired with the incense and you're just going to...
You're blast off.
You're just going to go have a picnic together
you're
with your ancestors.
Live in the spirit realm for like a couple of hours at least. What a terrifying couple of hours.
You'll
see things that we are
You'll be lucky if you come back.
You'll come back, but with no eyeballs because they will have melted. Okay, so we will also have our one-time only super dope lit limited edition illustrated by the one and only Macy Fraser herself. Limited, did I say that enough? T-shirt.
We got... Wait, Blitz and Chits!
Are our prices too low?
I don't know!
Can't see. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Our email. We have an email.
An email. I meant to say an email, but my brain stopped after an.
It's wbahpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Where can you meet... Insta gem. Where can you... Oh, here's where we turn around. Where can you light that gem-o-lantern
at? You can cozy up right there next to old Jim and your gem-o-lantern.
Curl up to his little nook between his ribs.
Yeah. Mm. Jim would have a turnip. He would have a carved turnip. He would not have a pumpkin.
He looks at your pumpkin and laughs and says, I brought my own.
I actually feel like what you would do, so you'd walk into a room and Jim would be standing with his hands behind his back, like looking out of a hand behind his back,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And like just hanging from the ceiling, looking at you are just 1,000 little terrible carved turnips. And yeah. He just turns around and just,
good evening.
Do you like my turnips?
I worked so hard on these turnips.
He used his actual toenails to carve them out.
Yeah. His chilly finger just froze it and he just flicked it out.
That's what happened. Yeah. You walk in the room, here's the thing, you immediately know when you're in a room with Jim because it drops like 10 degrees.
Yeah. And I feel like it smells moist. Mm. I feel like there's like a musty mildew smell. I feel like he smells like mildew.
When you leave your clothes in the laundry yeah. for like a day too
That's
long.
What he smells like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. We have one Twitter where we one tweet. At
Betcha.
Come eat with us over on, if you ever feel like eating again.
Again, after what we just talked about.
Come eat with us over on Facebook at Witch Amateur Hour.
No bitch on Facebook.
No bitch. And if you feel inclined to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon. Where can they get that at?
You can get that Patreon right at www.patreon.com/WBAH podcast.
Hell yeah. Mm. I don't know why, but when you said you can get that, I just thought,
that's what Jim says when you walk into the turnip room. No introduction, he just turns around,
num, touch my body.
Maybe a little, like, pelvic jig.
But one of his legs is significantly shorter than the other one, so he can't quite, yeah. like, do it right.
And I feel like he wears shoes with loud, clicky heels, so he's like,
tap shoes all the time.
That's Jim. Mm.
We do have the cutest little P.O. box in Texas.
Thank goodness for that.
Thank God. It kind of...
It balances out.
As awful as Jim is, the P.O. box is just as cute.
It's just a little beacon of light and goodness.
It's made of nothing but sugar. It is P.O. Box 865, Canton, Texas. What's that zip code?
75103.
Excuse me. All right, guys. We have a live to go do, and we actually have
We're
like
very
minutes.
Late.
It's like,
yeah.
don't I keep forgetting.
We're late.
Jim made us late. They'll understand.
We just had to get that out.
If you do want to enjoy... If you would like to join us for our monthly live streams, you can do so over on the Patreon, which we've already plugged, so we won't do it again.
We won't just... Pipe your ears full of that.
Yeah. Buy our merch. Buy our merch. Bye, guys.
Bye.